It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, May 9th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Confederate spy Belle Boyd, born at Martinsburg in what is now West Virginia in 1844. She became a spy before her 18th birthday and was known as the Cleopatra of the Secession during the American Civil War. Her war missions often involved transporting information and supplies to Southern troops, and her age allowed her to go virtually unnoticed by Union soldiers. Once the press got a hold of her story and made her famous, she was regularly arrested, although she was never held for more than a few months at any one time. She eventually moved to England, where she wrote a book about her spy-related exploits. She came from a prosperous family with deep Southern roots. From the start, she was a strong-willed, high-spirited, and quick-witted girl. She once rode a horse into the family's home during a party after being told she was too young to attend. She enjoyed a comfortable upbringing and was educated at the Mount Washington Female College. Before the outbreak of the war, she lived a charmed life as a debutante in Washington, D.C. On July 3, 1861, Union soldiers entered Martinsburg following a skirmish at the nearby town of Falling Waters. The following day, a group of soldiers entered her home. One of the men was immediately confronted by her mother. As Boyd later wrote in her memoir, the soldier addressed my mother and myself in language as offensive as it is possible to conceive. I could stand it no longer. She promptly seized a pistol and shot and killed the man. After the Union commanding officer investigated, he said that Boyd had acted properly in the situation and she suffered no repercussions. With that one act, her career as a rebel spy was underway at age 17. She became a messenger for Confederate generals Pierre Beauregard and Stonewall Jackson, carrying information and transporting medical supplies. By the time she was 18, word of her identity and activities had widely circulated, and she found herself something of a celebrity. The press latched on to her with verve, calling her the Cleopatra of the Secession, La Belle Rebelle, and the Siren of the Shenandoah, as well as the rebel Joan of Arc. Her high profile soon led to her imprisonment, although she was only held a week and continued her espionage work immediately upon her release. One of her most notable accomplishments as a spy came in May 1862. She managed to obtain information crucial to the Confederate cause and gave her side the details needed to help Stonewall Jackson's forces capture the town of Front Royal. But 2 months later, she once again was arrested for her work. This time she was sent to the old Capitol prison in Washington, where she spent a month behind bars. More arrests followed, and as the war neared its end, she made her way to England, where she turned to writing about her adventures as a way to make money. She also launched a career as an actress. Returning to the United States, she married three times over the next 20 years and kept performing. Belle Boyd took her final bow on June 11, 1900, when she died during a performance in Wisconsin. She was 56 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 9th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.